give you glory. We give you glory and honor today, Father. You are high and lifted up. High and lifted up. We crown you. You're worthy. You're holy. But we want to see your glory, Father, going forth out of this place and out from your throne to all the region. Lord God, we're asking, we're believing for it. Let your glory shine throughout, Father, all of this region. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Glory to your name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. I have a couple of prayer requests today to bring before you. Today we want to remember another one of our missionaries. We have our brother Roscoe today that we'll be hearing from. But today I'd like to pray for Philip Myers in the ministry of Televillage, and believe God to continue moving in Indonesia throughout all of those islands. And we need to pray for our sister Kate Ruleston today. She's having a lot of trouble with coughing, and her bacterial infection has reappeared. So we want to pray for a complete healing for our sister from that, believing God to bring healing. And then any need that you have, you know, I don't have to mention it from here. You lift it up, and the Holy Spirit can move in power throughout the place. God can heal people without anybody laying hands. The Spirit of God can come on you. Believe God for what you need. Father, we thank you today that you are glorious and worthy to be praised, and you are on the throne. We see you on the throne today. That's why we come, Lord, knowing that you are all-powerful. You are the mighty God, and we bring our requests, our needs to you, but we trust you, Father, believing that if we ask, Lord, that you hear us. Father, we lift up our brother Philip Myers. We thank you for his recent visit. We pray that you would bless the ministry of Televillage, Lord, in Indonesia. God, that the Spirit of God would continue to move through all those materials, that the anointing of the Spirit of God would be upon it, that you would cause great, great revival to come to all of those islands of that region, Father. Lord, we lift up our sister Kate to you today, Father. We pray that you would deliver her from this thing that has seemed to dog her for a long time. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray that you would break the curse of that thing over her and that you would deliver her from infection. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would come on her today and bring healing to her body. Oh, great physician, come and minister healing to her. God, we pray. Thank you for it, Father, and we trust you and believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Our 75th anniversary celebration is coming up. It's not too early to begin inviting people. There are invitations on the back table. We'll print a bunch more, but I printed some of these. 75th anniversary celebration, you can give them to whoever. It'll be good to know there is an RSVP on the back. It's not required, but it just helps us to know how many people to plan for. So begin to give these out. This is not meant to be an in-house thing. This is meant to be spread the news. We've been here for 75 years, and if you didn't know it, we want you to know now. Glory to God. It is Saturday, August 1st, 1 to 5 p.m. And we'll be having our brother Dave Herr, used to be the associate assistant pastor here, is going to come and share. We'll have some worship time, and we'll have a message, some memories and remembrances, and then we have a picnic with Stern's Chicken. Come one, come all for Stern's Chicken. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we are delighted to have our brother Roscoe here. Hooray. And he's here on furlough, so we say. He's making, how many times are you speaking? 15 times in 6 weeks. Oh, Brother Roscoe, come on up. And here's your little... You now have the power.
Now, I know in my life I had to learn this. Okay, when I was at Penn York Camp at the very beginning, I was kind of selfish. I thought, you know, I kind of had the idea, if you want something done right, you do it yourself, you know. And I had to be the one leading worship, I had to be the one speaking. And then one day, the Holy Spirit asked me this question. It says, why are you doing this? Are you doing this to glorify me? Or are you doing this to make yourself look good? I had to really weigh that response. And then soon after that, I found the joy that comes from mentoring and discipling and equipping people. And that's really what I love to do. I'll give you an example from my life. I play the guitar, okay, and I have taught probably 30 people to play the guitar, okay. And 20 of them are active in their church as worship leaders. Well, guess what? They're all better guitar players than I am. Pretty much all of them, I think. And part of it is I'm lazy. I don't think it's my calling to be a worship leader and stuff like that full time. So, but they're all better, and that gives me a lot of joy. Okay, and that's you know, you look at Andrew's life. You know, he went and he told his brother Peter. We know much more about Peter, and you know, we read in the book of Acts about Peter. We don't really hear much about Andrew. But that doesn't seem to affect Andrew at all. Okay. The joy of seeing lives that are changed. You know, here, I want to ask you this question. Has there been an Andrew in your life? Someone who helped you spiritually connect to Jesus? You know, you can be an Andrew also. You can connect other people, and you can point other people to Jesus. You know, some of the ways you could follow Andrew's example of connecting people with Jesus can be very simple. Build relationship with them. Care about them. You know, care enough to tell them the greatest thing that has ever happened in your life. And no matter their response, to continue to love them and to pray for them. And to be with them, to be there for them. As a missionary, I couldn't get out of here without mentioning the Great Commission. Okay. And it's in Matthew 28. I'll read it. It says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Okay. Let me tell you something, and I think I shared this last year. The Great Commission isn't just for missionaries. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. Wherever God has called you, if God has called you here to the Wellsville area, okay, carry out the Great Commission. Tell other people. You know, it isn't an option. And each of us is called to share our faith in Christ. And that is the most wonderful thing that has ever happened in our life. You know, but the nice thing too, if we look at this verse, we don't do this alone. That God is with us, that the Holy Spirit is there to guide and direct us and give us the words that we need. You know, many here have been called to serve Him locally. And I shared this last year too. But maybe God is calling you to step out of that box, go to the other side of the world, or go to another community or a group of people you don't normally associate with. Maybe God is calling you to do that, to share the good news. You know, if you're called to be here, your mission field is your workplace or your school or your neighborhood. But really, you know, just listen to what God says in His direction. I know for me that God has opened all these doors. I just had to say yes, and I'm so glad I did, because I think of the wonderful people that I've met and the experiences that I've had and how I've seen God work that I wouldn't have had if I would have stayed where I was. So always be open to what God is telling you and directing you. You know, God may open, God may speak to you and say, "You're exactly where I want you to be." Okay, that's great. But maybe God wants to speak something new to your life. You know, so that you can be like an Andrew. You can connect other people to the world. Thanks.
Since we have you right in front of us, we're going to take a minute and pray. So I want to invite you, if you'd like to come up and pray, we're going to lay hands and believe God to increase our brother's ministry in all these places. You saw some of those percentages, but God is able. Mm-hmm. He's able to change all of that. Yeah. So let's come and pray for our brother Roscoe this morning.
Thank you.
You would multiply this ministry. Father, the right ones, not the wrong ones, but Father, we pray that you would give Roscoe discernment as doors open to him to know what ones to go through, what ones not to go through, and Father, that you would lead and guide him in this. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would multiply his ministry over and over in the lives of these people that he's making relationships with. Father, in Jesus' name, bless that all those online studies. God, bless those times. Father, make them rich. Lord, we know the anointing can travel right through those signals, right into somebody else's heart from their computer. Lord, we pray that you would amplify and multiply that. Bless it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for a willing vessel. Mm-hmm. Father, somebody who has said yes to where it is that you are leading him, whether it be China, Thailand, or whatever part of the world. I just thank you for his willingness to respond to the leading of your Spirit. And the Father, as he relates to different people in different countries, Lord, I just pray that you would give him an extra sensitivity, Father, to your Spirit as he relates to those people. Father, in a portion, yes, even a double portion, Lord, of your wisdom as he moves about and senses your Spirit leading him here, there, and what to say and what to do. Thank you, Lord, for, again, a willing vessel for your kingdom. Jesus.
Lord, I just ask, give Russell wisdom, insight, understanding, the skill, strength, love.
Thank you, Lord.
For all that comes before him, all that you put before him. You guide and direct him through all those things and keep him safe, happy, and healthy while he's going through it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you so much for the insight into who Andrew was, Pastor shared with us. Such a beautiful explanation of who things that we should aspire to. And I pray, Father, that you would give Pastor that anointing, that you give him that energy.
And you can see us through these times and bring us out the other end in awe at your faith.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the heart that you have given to Roscoe, Lord. Your word says there are many, though we have many instructors in Christ, there aren't very many fathers. Lord, it's obvious that you have made him a father to so many of these Asian people. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would continue to impart a father's heart out of our brother to these people. Lord, that you would amplify that mantle, anoint him in greater measure, bless him as he expresses the father's heart to the people that he's with, Lord. Lord, bless his language study. Help him. Father, help him. Lord, just like you opened the people's understanding to the scriptures, open his understanding into this Thai language, Father. Accelerate it, Father, in his heart, in his life. Father, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. You can help him. Anoint it, Father. Bless him. And Father, encourage the people that he's with. Keep him well. Keep him healthy, Father. Bless his physical body. Continue to strengthen him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your blessing and the Spirit of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest heavy upon our brother as he goes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 And as always, if you're here and you would like prayer, someone will be here to pray with you today. Otherwise, God bless you. Have a great week. Thank you.